Hello and welcome to Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew.
On FBR Radio 94.5 FM, you're with your boys, Jordan.
Who just found his pen that he lost a couple of weeks ago. It's the small victories, huh?
Awesome. Tom.
Tom, hello.
And Robbie, hello. We've got an okay show lined up for you. We're talking sickness. Me and Tom are sick. We're talking dog jobs. We're talking when were you lost as a child, stuff like this.
We're talking a lot of stuff. So let's get into the sickness.
Yeah.
Cursor, who's the sickest? So I'm very ill today.
Robbie poorly introduced that, saying that it was just between you guys saying that you're the sickest.
Oh, whoops, yeah.
Nope.
So there's three
a third element here to this.
There's three people up for the crown. The first being Robbie, who claims to be sick, but he was sick last week, and he's kind of, I think, on the end of his sickness. He doesn't seem too
ill.
It's
persisting in a really annoying way, actually, yeah, so.
But you were dancing around and stuff before. Like, you seem fine. I'm on a lot of medication. I've got a tissue box just here next to me.
I've got lots of medication. I had a coffee, though, so that's probably why I was dancing.
I've been sweating. Like, I'm terribly sick.
Yeah, Tom sounds mucus-infested.
Yeah,
you sound completely fine, Robbie. You're just being melodramatic.
I thought I was going to faint in the shower this morning. It was so much phlegm and steam. Anyway, the third person...
I'll stop trying to draw attention to yourself, Robbie, by blowing into the microphone. This is pathetic. You're clearly... I'm calling it now. You're in front. Look at this.
I need to cough. I'm so sick.
Honestly, I woke up this morning. I'm like, I don't know if I can get out of bed today.
Yeah,
like, that's
too.
How sick I was.
Oh man, yeah, I couldn't. But I had to scooter here. It was
did
awful.
You? Why'd you scooter here?
If this is the first time you're listening to FBI Radio, welcome everybody. It's always like this. It's just a bunch of people trying to talk about how sick they are. It's like excellent conversation all the time.
But who is the sickest? Cursor. So we've got three of us: Robbie, me, and Cursor. Who is the sickest, guys? We want to know from you. Do you reckon Cursor is loose?
Because Robbie, as usual, complete and utter tyrant when it comes to music. Never lets Tom and I pick a song. So
it's not
we
true,
were
actually sorry. I will actually say it's not true. I'm very accommodating.
That's right.
It's
once
our
you
show
did
too.
Give us a song that we wanted to play, which was Bangs, and that's also because you wanted it played as well.
I like
so,
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you never want to play something.
Okay. So the tyrant agreed with the general population on one. He's still a tyrant though.
Yeah.
It's not a democracy.
I don't know about that.
So all we were saying is, all right, we're doing a segment about Cursor. Can we please just have a Cursor song at the end of it? And he said no.
Absolutely not. Yeah. No. No, I've already figured out the music schedule. This is not happening.
Oh, well, so say it's Robbie change, the first. Right? Yeah, just play the other one next week. Like, it's a song. It'll be around next week.
Takes me hours. You know, I'm a taste maker. You know, I make I compile the list, and I give it to you, the people out there on FBR Radio 94.5 FM.
You also have a severe personality disorder because you started twitching when we said, can you change the order of the songs?
So if we get one person to text in saying Cursor is the sickest, then we get our way and we get to play a Cursor song. So please
but
text
in. But in the meantime, guys, blow off. Just to prove to everybody that Robbie clearly deserves the bronze medal out of who's the sickest. And I'm going to put it out there that Cursor is still the sickest, regardless of Tom's cough medicine. He's just completely high at the moment. He was saying when he walked in, am I making sense?
So I'm sick.
Not the best way to go on radio.
Cursor's sick at his core. He is a sick man.
But does he bleed from the sides of his nose because he's been blowing it so hard?
You
know,
yeah.
Like, I don't know if he's that sick.
Well, he might bleed from his nose for other reasons, but...
I'm
anyway,
sick.
Yeah, I'm sick. Very sick. Anyway.
Well, let's prove it, guys. Let's stop saying it.
All right. I've had one of those lozenges that numbed my throat this morning, and I'm feverish.
Just blow your nose, Tom.
All right. Whose nose is this?
Is this the sound of a bronze medal? Robbie, go.
What?
Okay, sorry. Okay, this is a mystery. Yeah. This is a mystery blow. Okay, that was a lot of phlegm.
That
just... total silence in the studio after that. That was filthy. I'm sorry about that, Sydney.
Jaw dropper.
But here's another one.
There's nothing in it. It's just air. That's just wind.
Ladies and gentlemen, third place, Robbie, who is not going to have the New Zealand national anthem be played.
All right, and for my national anthem, I'd like you to play some Cursor, please.
Did we get any text saying?
Yeah, we did. Actually, people are going, Cursor is the sickest, lad. Cursor is the sickest. Ain't the sickest. Sorry, boys. Cursor, the sickest.
We have confirmation.
So, who's the sickest?
The Cursor. Tyrant has been overthrown.
So, the number...
By the day, ladies and gentlemen, if there was a statue here, I'd be taking the head off it and kicking it as if it was Jebediah Springfield's head.
Yeah, Saddam Hu Robbie.
Okay. Well, here you go. Here's a song, Next Step. You won.
So damn in, Shane.
Cursor one. Here it is, the song, Next Step on Tom Monty Doo Doo, Crocodile Crew FBR Radio. I probably should have said language warning. Oh, boys.
Cursor,
the sickest. That was the song Next Step by Cursor. You were Tom Monty Doo Doo with Crocodile Crew with Robbie, Tom and Jordan on FBR Radio 94.5.
Stop pretending you're sick. Segment's over.
I'm so sorry. We should have said before that there's a language warning on that. We should have said there was a couple of bad words.
We're just very sick. It's very hard.
Very sick, very delirious. Not sure.
So we are anticipating the inevitable swath of complaints of people going, look, I understand that this is a community station and you guys don't want to do it, but you know, don't write in. We understand.
All right, so we're going to do what's the most lost you've been as a child? We want people to text in. The number's 0409-945-945. Have you ever got lost when you were a kid?
Okay, Tom, yeah. You were not in the planning segment of this. Yeah. We should adjudicate this over to Robbie. Maybe I'll introduce them from this point on.
Yeah, sure.
You're a bit sick as well. That's all right. You're not on your A game, clearly. So pretty much what's happening here is, yes, we've all been lost, obviously. So we're past that hill, Tom. This is why you need to go to the meetings.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was at the bank.
Yep. Okay, but...
Okay. All right. Who cares?
Not even... So, wasn't here, but also bragging about how much money he has on the radio. Yeah. Well done, Tom.
Checking the balance.
Look,
checking
I'm
the
just
balance.
The Monopoly man, you know? Like, he's a busy guy. He's got a pass go, collect $200 every day.
Yep.
So, what we were saying is, you've been lost, and I'm guaranteeing that your story is, oh, yeah, once when I was 5, I was in Coles... Went into the meat department. My mum was in the milk and eggs. I never thought I'd see her again.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
But then a grandma came up to me and it was just like a Salvation Army moment, you know? She said, don't worry, I'll get you through this.
Well, actually, yeah, because I wasn't in the planning, I didn't fully understand the segment. So what's the most
You were just happy to take that. You were happy to go like, I don't know what this is, but I want to introduce it.
Well, what's the most lost you've been as a child? I wrote down, I used to get breakdancing classes when I was in, like, year 5.
Oh, for goodness.
So I was pretty lost.
That's a better incarnation of it, but we're sticking with the original plan, which is
very interesting story, Tom. Don't tell us the rest of it. Let's go back to people being lost in supermarkets.
But not because that's not what we want to hear. So Jordan,
what do you want?
Alright, yeah, so Jordan, you say yours, but when were you lost that wasn't a supermarket and you
this
weren't
saved
point. By
an I've only ever
person.
Been lost in a supermarket. Oh. We're asking the audience.
Well, oh no, I've got one. So I was lost one time in my own house. Like when I was living in New Zealand as a child, my parents left the house for some reason and I was thinking, where are they? And then there were builders next door doing some renovations. And I was a little bit wary of them, a little bit scared. So I basically just hid in the toilet until the parents returned home.
So you're hiding. You weren't lost.
I was lost.
You're perfectly well where the toilet was in relation to the rest of the house.
But I was very scared. I didn't know. And
that's a completely different meaning.
Yeah. So you're using the Amazing Grace meaning of I once was lost, but now am found.
I know.
Was blind, but now I see.
I'm also not sure if that was a dream or not, because I can't see my parents just ditching me at 6 at home alone. That would have been a bit weird. So it might be a dream.
Might not even have happened.
But we've got a couple of texts here.
Thank God.
My parents lost me for 8 hours at a caravan park when I was 7. When they found me, I asked them, why do we have 10 fingers and 10 toes? Thank you.
A very eye-opening
experience.
All right.
Well done.
There's another one. When I was 5, I got lost in the local shopping center. Not what we wanted. I'm sorry. This is like specific rules. I'll carry
on. Explain it. I feel like you guys didn't explain it.
Specific rules.
You don't understand where we are.
So you're saying we get the supermarket thing. When were you lost at somewhere other than
a supermarket?
All right, look at this. I'll just finish it. Kept wandering around looking for my mother and got the cashiers at Coles, nice place, to make an announcement when all the while she had been in a coffee clothes shop across from the supermarket the entire time. The kicker is she didn't even realise at the end that I had gone off anywhere. Her parenting skills have improved, thankfully, from that time. Okay.
I think I've been lost at a beach quite a few times.
It was very sad, actually, that story.
I know. It was a little bit. Sorry.
Beaches must be as common as Coles.
Less neglectful over time.
What? Beaches must be as common as Coles to get lost in, I would think.
How could you get lost in a beach, though?
Because it's busy at Bondi or something, and there's heaps of towers everywhere, and you go in, and you come out, and you're like, oh, I don't know where my mum is. And then you go to the lifesavers, and they rescue you. That happened to me, definitely. At least once.
You didn't nearly drown or anything?
No. Like, you go, you're walking around, and you find the lifesaver, and then he's just like, calls it out on the speaker.
Oh, were you a bit embarrassed about that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've been lost. Yeah, there's been a few times where I've kind of like... The biggest time I ever got lost was skiing at the snow. I had a German skiing instructor, and I couldn't ski at all, to the point I couldn't even go up the T-bar thing. I'd just fall off the T-bar because I was so hopeless at it. And I fell off the T-bar, and he was behind me going up to the top of the mountain, and he said in his really thick German accent, don't move.
Please do the German accent. I mean, Rob, the difference between Robbie and you in terms of impressions is Robbie thinks he's good at impressions, but he's not. Tom is so bad at impressions that he won't even concede that.
All right.
Straight up knows.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, don't go up the... Stay here, please. I can't do it at all.
How was that an accent?
I think it was like
how embarrassing.
More European.
That got broadcast, you realise.
In the year of impressions as well.
Yeah, 2016, you have impression basically.
Yeah, he was like, don't move, stay here. I couldn't understand what he was saying because his accent was so strong. So I got on the T-bar and went to the top of the mountain to catch up to him, and found another group and just went down the hill, the slopes with them. And then they were starting like a search party to find me when I got to the bottom because they were so like, because I didn't stay where he told me to stay.
What did you have to say for yourself? What did you have to say for yourself?
I was like, well, I didn't understand you. You're like a crap instructor. Like, I didn't get mad at him, but I was just like, sorry, like, I didn't know.
And really, at that point in your life, you were still having those same kind of logical arguments you have with us live every week.
Yeah, well, like, just, it was a bit...
Well, I mean, your accent's awful to begin with.
Yeah. Is it really the receiver's fault? Yeah, it was... Yeah, that was quite a scary experience.
We've got one here. Lost at a county fair on holiday in the UK. Standard call over the loudspeaker ensued, and I didn't get a tractor ride. Dom. Didn't even get a tractor ride. What do you guys think of county fairs? You been to one, Jordan?
Yes. In fact, I was thinking about this the other day, so really glad that you brought that up, Tom.
What?
Dom.
Yeah.
So used to saying a T. So, the Easter show... You know how that goes around the rest of the country after it's been in Sydney, but because it's got a populate... Yes.
I had no idea.
In segments, because it doesn't have a population of 4 million to sustain it, so they can't really afford the tilt-a-whirl and the clowns that you fill with water and then balloons explode. They don't have money for balloons.
Yeah.
They have to take it back to a bare skeleton staff.
Right.
So, it's pretty much just a Ferris wheel and 5 of the 600 show bags they have.
Do they do the fruit exhibit?
No.
No.
This is a county fair.
Why go? What's the point?
There's nothing else going on. It's a country town, man. Have you been there? Like, literally, I remember as a kid, one of the big attractions, when other kids would come from the city or something, go, oh, yeah, have you been down to the tyre, down at the river?
Oh, my God.
It's a tyre dangling off a piece of rope with a branch. You could swing on it. You could go straight in the river. You won't bash your head or nothing. It's the funnest thing.
That sounds pretty fun. But, yeah, I can see
and
what
it
you're
was.
Saying. It's, yeah.
But, again, you know...
Yeah, that's what they're dealing with there. Yeah.
So, a merry-go-round is very welcomed in that scenario, as is similar show bags where there is the world's greatest show bag as
sumo.
Well as sumo. That's always there.
Birdie Beetle, surely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You can never sell that off, can you?
No, that's a
a dollar bag.
Yeah.
My God.
Finish things off here. Once my family was going on holiday and they lost me in the house and only just realised when they were on the plane. Because I'm a bit of an odd kid, they decided to just leave me at the house while they had their holiday overseas. I ended up fighting off some thieves with Rube Goldberg inventions. From Melbourne, okay. I think I might know what he's referring to. Okay. Here's a song. It's called Old School. It's a new one by Metronomy from their new album that's coming out soon called Summer 08. Tom, what did you do on the Crocodile?
Well, that was Text of the Week. Text of the Week.
Ben from Melbourne, thanks. All right, the song Old School by Metronomy from their new album coming out. It's called Summer 08. You're the boys, Tom, what you do in the Crocodile Crew, Jordan, Tom, and Robbie. We've got a few texts here related to the question that we asked of you. When were you lost as a child? People texting in nice ones. We've got one here. I was in the museum. Mum had five kids and she left me in the lift. When the doors opened, it was on the Egyptian floor with a mummy right in front. Sent me into a screaming ball and had to be rescued by security. I was five.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'd love if he added the mummy came to life. We could have done the Night at the Museum thing.
And the last line, I was five.
Yeah, I know. I was not ready for that.
Clearly the sentence of someone suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder still.
And now it's time for... someone needs to say something.
That's Robbie being Seinfeld.
I don't know if that's a great intro for this because it's quite serious, really. Tom's taking a stand on something that needs to be done, particularly on this medium where we're talking to just hipsters. It's just the, as you kids call it, fam at the moment. And we need you to pull your bloody heads in.
Look, it is just ridiculous. So I was at breakfast the other morning with my girlfriend, KJ. She wanted to go to breakfast. I was like, all right, let's go. So we went out to this cafe. We get there and it's full. And the waitress is like, oh, we've actually just opened a second cafe just like 100 meters down the road. Like, you should check that out. And KJ was like, oh, is the menu the same? Like, I want to get, is the menu the same? And she's like, yeah, it's basically the same. I'm like, yeah, just go down. So we're like, all right. So we walked down. It wasn't 100 meters. It was at least, 200 meters. But yeah.
So there's your first lie.
Yeah. First
sign that something's awry.
Yeah. We get to the place. They're like, sit down. Like, hardly anyone's there. Another little, red flag popping up because you're like, well, why is everyone so into this one cafe but not the other one, which is the exact same cafe?
Sorry, Robbie, you're playing the theme to JFK, are you?
Yes.
I can barely hear that. I don't think anybody can.
Are you sure?
I can hear it.
I can hear it as well.
Okay, there's just something wrong with my headphones. Thank you very much, FBI. Should have notified that. Someone has been chewing on my headphones.
Someone needs to say something!
So we get to the cafe. Let's get that theme music playing again. So we're in the cafe. We sit down. The menu arrives. Completely different menu. So first, just like, what are we doing? Like, should we leave? Like,
three strikes.
Yeah, like, this is terrible. No. We'll stay. A friend of ours, also like a very hipster man, said, you got to try the hummus. The hummus is awesome. It's breakfast.
In the morning?
Yeah, it's breakfast.
Come on.
They have it on their breakfast menu.
He's having a laugh.
KJ, she's like, all right, I'll get the hummus. She orders the hummus. I get a chorizo pizza, which is like, there's not much on the menu. Everything, it's so, hipsters love doing this, where they have very niche, like, specific things. There'll be like a leek and celery sandwich or something, just like ridiculous ingredients.
Scum.
And because it's so specific, you think it's fancy and kind of, like, gourmet or something in some way, but it's just crap. It just sucks. Anyway, the hummus arrives.
Clearly fans of Play School, whatever's in the pantry. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's a toilet paper man.
It's literally that. It's literally just this kind of... If you could imagine something so strange combined together, like, think about the weirdest ingredients you can and then put them together, it's that.
A hodgepodge of garbage, was it?
Yeah, just crap. It's just crap. Anyway... KJ's hummus arrives. It comes out in a pot. Like, it's just that whole, like, chopping board thing where it's just so lazy. Like, bringing it out in the pot they cooked it in. Just chickpeas just, like, in the thing. It was fine. But, like, Josh was saying, this is the best hummus you'll ever try. Like, you gotta get it. KJ gets it. It was pretty bad. Like, it was very bad. And it's just so annoying.
All right,
like,
let me stop you there. What do you want from hummus, though?
Well, it's not really a breakfast thing, firstly, so I don't know why they even serve it. But, like, you assume there's an egg in the hummus, and you crack the egg into the hummus.
You want from hummus a time limit.
Yeah, I guess you want... Like, hummus, there's a certain time of day, and also from hummus, you want some kind of dipping material. Like, it was just a spoon. Like,
actually,
it was
thinking
a spoon
about it,
to
thinking about it, I don't know if it's that bad, actually, thinking about it. I initially thought, oh, yeah, but now thinking about it, I don't know if it's that bad.
Would
morning.
You eat hummus just with a
spoon? That's because you
spoon.
Are a hipster, Robbie.
Yeah, but
that really appeals to you.
I don't remember that.
But as somebody who's closer to what is a gaming nerd like Tom and I are, gross.
Yeah, it was very disappointing and very
Warcraft
expensive
3
as well.
And waiting for Warcraft, the movie to come out, however, is awesome.
Very exciting, yeah.
Really? Is that, yep. gonna, is that... Oh, cool.
Oh, yes, it is. Of course, you wouldn't like it, you hummus-loving breakfast eater.
What do you mean? What, World of Warcraft?
Yeah, like
I'm level 35 Blood Elf. Rogue.
Jeez, higher than me.
I never even played it. Yeah, you were into that, weren't you?
Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry. So, anyway, back on topic. Yeah. It's just, yeah, someone needs to say something. I feel like everyone just goes to these places because they're trendy and as though you have to, like, try it out. And it's kind of a cool thing to say, like, oh, I was just at, I'm not going to say the name of it, but like just a, you know, this cafe.
Oh, oust it. Who cares? Oust it.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say it because I can't remember it.
What do you think it's called?
It's something like something street.
Two guys, a girl, and a hummus pot.
It's like, starts with a C, it's in Redfern. It's awful. Don't go there.
I'm pretty sure there is a place in Redfern called Cafe C, is there not?
Yeah, it's not that.
And let me guess.
I'm sure it's as bad.
Let me guess, Tom, was it expensive?
Yeah, it was expensive. Exuberantly expensive.
So here's what we want from the text line. God, we want a lot this episode. Defend it. Defend hipster breakfast.
Yeah, defend eating hummus out of a pot with a spoon as like a $25 meal. Just defend that.
I mean, genius decision by McDonald's to have all-day breakfasts. Mm. Hipster cafes don't even start until 12. You're the scotch of food.
Yeah, as if they can even... It's just so, like, arrogant as well to assume that their hummus is going to be able to top... Some, like, a Turkish place on anywhere.
5,000 years of heritage.
Yeah, they know how to do hummus. You don't know how to do hummus at all. You know how to do, like, basil and an egg. Like, it's just crap.
You know how to reshare pedestrian tweets. You, know? You don't know how to cook.
Yeah, like, and they're all wearing these, like, white, like, very strangely clean white long-sleeve shirts. And the barista is this mountain of a man and has a, they're all wearing spotlessly clean, What are they? You know, a barbecue kind of an oven.
Oh, yeah, a little.
Does
little.
It say hail to the chef?
No, but like, it's just. Yeah, they all look like butchers. It's just, yeah, very strange.
Wouldn't it be great? And this is something that hipsters would be into as well. It should be uniform for every hipster who wears an apron to have one of those ones that. Remember Kevin 07's campaign? Mm. He used to have barbecue aprons that said Kevin 07 license to grill.
Right.
It's all right. Yeah.
What do you mean by
no wonder he won, right?
Yeah. I think just like keep to what you know, like if you're selling oven stuff, it's like for barbecues. Like don't try and mix mash all these kind of, you know, having these lumberjack men with black aprons and white, like they're dressed up as
so
they're
you,
at
so
a
you,
theme
what you
park.
Want is a cohesive vision with food that's appropriately priced and it's kind of okay. That's
yeah.
what you want.
Yeah.
You also want them to just stick to what they originally did, which is copy exactly Jamie Oliver's cookbooks. I remember used to walk into hipster cafes and it'd just have, you know, Jamie Oliver in Italy on display in the room. Right?
What do you mean by...
You're not Jamie Oliver, are you? Like, you are, by definition, a poser. Just pose.
But it's
just pretend
better.
You're Jamie.
At least use his recipes. It's just, they're not good. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, well, we got a couple of texts here agreeing with you. I'm a vegan, and even I can't defend that kind of hummus dish. That should tell you how terrible it is. And what did he say?
And it does. Thank you for coming up and saying that. It was really brave of you, even though you didn't leave your name.
I can't defend that shit. Drinking out of jars is literally the worst.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It is very poor, isn't it? It makes whatever's in there so much worse.
It's just lazy.
It's
and
like
hard
when you
to
drink
clean.
Cup out of a water out of a cup.
Mm.
Gross.
Can I? Can I just ask? What do you mean by so like disgustingly clean? I don't know if you noticed, but A Current Affair this evening has actually got a story. They're doing a showdown of the best dish of the best washing detergents. Right, it's the showdown. Did you guys notice this?
No,
but I'm very excited. They're what's the best product? Is definitely the highlight of any Current Affair episode.
It's amazing.
Is it paid for? Is someone paying
surely
a current
it has
affair
to be. I mean, it's too close to Zoot Review, isn't it? If they just had a couple of grainy shots of a celebrity going, oh, yeah, it's definitely Windex, surely.
It's so nice.
Followed up by a story of a woman who's forced to be on Centrelink because her breasts are too large.
That's on the Current Affair
tonight. That's the second story this evening on a Current Affair. Please check it out, Channel 9. Yeah.
A very rare instance. This should show you, for somebody who's such a loyalist of Seven News,
yeah.
Robbie is a huge fan of the Seven Network.
Seven Network, the best.
Would not change over to the source that most Australians get their news from if you paid him, right?
But look at him now.
Well, look, you've got to
give... The times, they are a-changing, Bob Dylan.
You've got to give credit where credit's due, and somebody's got to say something. Check out Channel 9 tonight. Okay, let's do a song now.
Thank God.
Yeah. Look, I don't know. We've got a couple of texts related to this. I reckon we should get a little bit noided, boys. What do you reckon?
Don't know what that means, but
little,
sure.
A little bit noided. Okay, Tom's taking a call.
This is extremely unprofessional. Can you at least wait until the light is
leave
no longer
the room?
Red?
You're making a call as well.
I'm not leaving the room.
Let me make one thing very plain.
Yeah, this is Tom Monty Doo-Doo.
Oh, why are you making a call? I can understand maybe picking one up, but we
just go to a song.
This segment permanently changed, Tom. Look at him now, making stands wherever they come.
All right, we've got a song here. It's called Hot Head. It's by your boys Death Grips from that new album, Bottomless Pit. Stay noited, boys. Get got. Here we go. Tom Monty Doo-Doo and the Crocodile Crew.
Maymays.
Yeah. The song there, Giga-Got-God, it was the song, it was called Hothead by Death Grips on their new album Bottomless Pit. Your boys Robbie, Tom and Jordan from Tom and Jordan and the Crocodile Crew on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. Somebody's texted in going, I want to know, does adding a verb make avocados better? Why does all my food need to be smashed, pulled or destroyed? Thanks, Michael.
Completely right.
I reckon he's on point there. What do you reckon, Jordan?
Don't really know what his problem is, but sure, man. Like,
yeah. No, yeah.
If that, you guys I think it, so do I.
Well, it's just, yeah.
Three for three, eh? Mm. So the jury's out. Stay tuned. We're going to try and get Tom to admit things that could land him in jail because he's on jury duty. And if he says anything more than that, he will go to jail. And we're going to try and make that happen.
Let's text in with questions. Right. Okay, let's go to Suburb Affinities. Again, I have no idea what this is about, so don't make me do
you
it.
You were at the bank.
I've been banking.
Oh, jokes on the radio. Bang, pow, Jordan. What are we thinking about this suburb stuff? We're wanting to expand the reach of FBR Radio 94.5, aren't we? We're wanting to get more people in Sydney listening, aren't
Absolutely
we?
Right. So here's our theory. Tom. Mm. You come from Avalon.
Yep.
If you met someone from Avalon, much like when you're overseas, and even if you meet the most dropkick Aussie drongo ever that has a Bintang singlet on, has a Singer beer in one of his hands. Yep. sorry, should be talking into the microphone. What else is some other stereotypical things you get in Bali? A small car that says Red Bull on it. Sure, he's got that in his other hand, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's that guy, and he comes up to you and he goes, mate, you know where Kuta Beach is? You feel an instant affinity to that guy because you're overseas.
Yeah.
Bali's not a good example. It's pretty much the eighth state of Australia. Yeah. But anywhere else, if you meet an Australian, instantly, doesn't matter who they are, as soon as you hear that voice, just, I still call Australia home, the Qantas ad plays in your head.
Mm.
Do you feel that about living in Avalon? If you meet someone from Avalon?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll hear this guy out. I like this guy.
Yeah, kind of, like... To be honest, when I'm overseas and I meet, like, an Australian person, because I can probably understand more the kind of person they are based on, like, what kind of Australian they are, I can often dislike the person more, I've found. Like, I remember scuba diving on the Galapagos Islands, and there was this woman there who was Australian, and
God,
she...
All right, sorry. Just such a break.
Like, yeah, that's not breaking.
Like,
sorry.
I was just pulling out a mortgage for a house at the bank. Yeah.
I wasn't doing that.
Too busy balling, sick from so much money, you know?
I lost my card.
Sick. Like checking the balance, just scuba diving Galapagos.
You hear that? Just used $100 bill to blow my nose.
Yeah, right?
I was just scuba diving.
What do you want me to say?
I just hate people from a suburb. I just know their shit.
Oh my God.
Anyone who's Australian, you just know they're sort of, you know, low class.
This is so unfair. I had to say it because it made heaps of sense for this woman to be in this place because she was one of those kind of extreme sports types that had piercings all over and was very like, it's just,
oh, well,
if someone was German, if that person was German, I would not think any... Like, I wouldn't know how to take that, because I don't know if Germans have piercings all over them or what they do. But I know because she's Australian, she's, like, I can tell she's, like, one of those kind of people that I wouldn't necessarily want to be friends with in Australia.
Did her voice sound like this?
Yeah, like that kind of thing. Yeah.
The worst.
Like, it has been travelling for too long.
Yes.
It's that.
Anyone with an extreme sports background and a raspy voice, that's all right. Not going to talk to you at the ski lodge.
Yeah, it's that exactly that. So, I think with Avalon, though, it's a similar thing in that I can usually gauge even more specifically, like, the kind of person they are if they're from Avalon. But usually, I like someone who's from Avalon because they're usually quite relaxed.
Okay. Okay, so that was a terrible sample audience. That was, like, bringing up one person and saying, how are you going to vote this election? And they go, One Nation! And then you go, it's like it's a breakthrough. I mean, 100% Senate, One Nation. It's just a very odd sample.
But I've had that before, meeting lots of people who are, like, when it turns out they're from really close to you, you do feel a bit... Like, oh, cool, yeah. Well, do you know the shops? Like, what about, you know, the chicken shop in the middle there?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of a... You have similarities you can talk about.
But the reason you're there is not to dwell on those similarities, is it? You know?
When you... Where?
Like, when you're scuba diving the Galapagos after a walk.
Oh, no, you're there to just, like, you know, live it up in such a beautiful place that not many people get to go to. Like.
Well, exactly. I mean, not many people have the opportunity.
You have to be from a certain class.
It's very expensive
to get there.
You have to go to Ecuador and, like, yeah.
So many flights. So many flights.
Not for you.
Yeah. It's not for everyone. Yeah.
Especially if you can't go in a gold-plated plane. I mean, there's no point in going.
Anyway.
Jordan, do you... I was asking you before, what about, like, so Croatians? Do you sort of... You know, have an affinity for that, or people from Bondi. I think you were saying not Bondi, but Croatians you do.
Absolutely. So, Greta, who is the host of the radio program before us, whose name I definitely remember but will not be saying into the microphone, she is also Croatian. And as soon as she heard that I was as well, both of us just said, just turn into babushka dolls.
That seems so weird because you've, like, you're not Croatian.
What?
How dare you? You were born in Australia. Like, have you been to Croatia?
I'm going.
Yeah, but you also actually have no desire to do that trip. You're like...
No, I'm dragged.
You're begrudgingly going.
Yeah, crying, being like, why don't you like your family heritage? It's a classic Croatian family. This mum that's always ringing me up going... And you see this guy that's walking down the street who's extremely muscly, that's always wearing tight shirts, be like, shut up, mum! I don't need you! I'm old now! I don't... Stop calling me! I'm not two anymore!
Can you speak any Croatian words?
Bertebuga, which, fun fact for everybody here, and you're all going to remember it because it's a swear word, means bloody bastard.
Oh, really?
Yes. Cool.
Should have mentioned before language warning on that other track.
Well, you definitely have an affiliation with New Zealanders, don't you, Robbie?
Yeah, I guess when you meet them, you're like, oh, yeah, cool.
I'm all from right. there.
But you don't with your suburb, which is what we were originally talking
about.
Yeah. We just started going into the nation. So, of course, you're going to feel that when you've got that kind of relationship. But burbs, the only place is... I was talking to my girlfriend who's from the Shire. As soon as she meets somebody else who's from the Shire, instant rapport.
Kindred really?
Spirits.
I think that when it's as local as a suburb, you can feel that. But I kind of hate the thought. Like, I think if when a plane crash happens and someone from Perth has died along with 300 others from China or something, I hate how they make it so specific, like, about that one person from Perth, as though I should have anything, you know, have more of a connection to that person.
Is this...
What?
Yeah,
is that not allowed to say?
I don't know. It feels like it. Is that all right?
No, I don't care.
Yes,
about
Robbie, it's fine.
Okay, all right. It felt a little bit like, ooh.
Yeah.
Plane crashes, death, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, but I find that annoying how it's like, I have nothing to do with someone from Perth. I don't know why I care if they died over 300 Chinamen.
Right, yeah, so okay.
Maybe Chinaman is inappropriate.
Okay, yeah.
On NPR Radio. Yeah.
Robbie's right.
Sorry about that. No, but, like, I think
he's sick. He's sick. He's on various medications. He doesn't know what he's saying.
I'm sorry.
Yes, he does. It's the only point of clarity he's had this whole damn show.
Yeah, true that.
But that's what I mean. Like, the woman that I meet overseas, she, like, I don't really care. Just because she's from Australia doesn't mean anything to me. Like, it's just, she's just from Australia like I am, but I have nothing to do with her. She's not from the place I'm from.
Okay. All right.
That's enough.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
So, okay. I mean, I guess we should be able to ask now.
Someone's going to say something.
Someone texted in actually saying that that Seinfeld impression is on point. So thank you so much. 2016 year of impression-based segments, baby. We're on the air, FBR Radio. Now we're going to ask you if you have similar things. If you go scuba diving in the Galapagos, or if you're, you know, really rich like Tom or something, you go other places. You know, do you find a similar thing as Tom does or not? Call in on 833-2299 or text in on 0409-945-945.
Can I just point out, this was not the point of this segment at all.
Are you serious?
At all.
Why?
We're supposed to be bringing in suburbs from Sydney. Talk about, it was about, do you feel an affinity from the specific suburb that you're from if you meet someone else?
Like, for instance,
with Bondi, nah. With Taramara, with Robbie, let's just get him officially on the record.
Yes, no.
Okay.
I feel affiliation for Chifley in southern Sydney because I lived there for like a year and they were just like, it was like an awesome time. Near Maroubra.
Yeah.
I think if I meet someone from Chifley, I'll be like, yeah, you're all right.
Okay.
Is that where the bar boys live?
Yeah, near there, yeah. Well, it depends who it is again, but, you know.
All right, I reckon we should, yeah.
So you, Russell Crowe, anybody who supports the Rabbitohs, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a nice area. All right.
We've got some good stuff coming up.
It's really not.
We've got some good stuff coming up. We're going to be talking about dog jobs on the radio. We're not actually sure what it is, but Jordan's very excited about it.
Upgrade from dog faces. So the person that texted in just before saying, why are you guys talking about who's sicker than the other person? Talk about damn dog faces. You're going to love this.
Okay, so now we're going to listen to a song. This is part of shit music on the radio, I guess. Password music access granted. It's the Room Cheap Cheap Remix. Tommy Wiseau. Jordan, do you want to explain this one?
It's just The Room. So obviously everybody at FBI is going to throff over this one, right?
Yeah.
Anyone listening to this is going to love it. It's a remix of Tommy Wiseau's more wacky lines.
Okay, cool.
Is this part of this segment that we're doing? Is it part of that? Like one of the many bad songs?
No. Robbie was just, in the words of Bomb Funk MC, freestyling.
Right, okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. This is it. FBR Radio. Tommy Wiseau, The Room Cheap Cheap Remix there on FBR Radio 94.5 FM with your boys Jordan, Tom and Robbie. Somebody's texted in saying, what are they saying? 10 years ago I was in China. My family got on the wrong bus and I had to walk around for 3 kilometres back to the hotel we were staying at.
Oh, that must have been horrifying.
Yeah, it must have been very bad, so sorry about that.
We are extremely retrospectively sorry.
Yes. But now it's time for Jordan. You're very excited about this one.
I sure am. Do you have the song Who Let the Dogs Out Ready, Robbie?
I'm just looking for
it. Do you want to explain what it is?
That's why I wanted to call you out on this, being very unprofessional.
What?
So what's dog jobs on the radio all about, Jordan?
Okay, so dog faces. Absolute classic. The entire audience loved it.
Yep.
Which was, we would make a dog's facial expression. The other two would try and guess it. And if they're right, we'd go, that's correct.
Yeah, it was a smash hit.
The platinum of radio episodes. And that just doesn't happen anymore.
Mm. Here
this
it is.
This one is.
So, yep.
I'm going to name dog breeds to you guys. Just straight off the top of my dome.
Mm.
And you guys are going to tell me what job you think that dog would have. And everybody around can text in. They can play. Text in on 0409-945-945. Let's get the ball rolling with a sausage dog. What job do you reckon they'd have? Because I personally think they'd be a butler.
I think they'd be a detective.
That's actually a pretty good one. I didn't think about that before. See, it's just straight off the mark. I love that thought. If he was just a little PI hat, maybe in
monocle glass thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Magnifying glass.
Yeah. Mise en son. One of those weird reverse jazz songs going beep bing 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 bing.
Yeah. That kind of noir thing where they talk at the camera. And they're like, I didn't think he'd catch me today.
I reckon that it'd be a little concierge.
A butler.
Little concierge. Showing you your seat. Oh, is that what you said?
He said butler.
Oh,
it was
did
close.
He? Oh, no, not like that. Oh, a little bit different, yeah. Like, well, I
that
mean,
does
more
make
a
sense.
Cinema. More a cinema.
Because they look posh and they, I don't know, they don't look like they can do much. They have to do like a very service-related job.
And Tom, you love them, don't you? Because they've got the hair down the bottom there that sort of scrapes a little fluff on the ground.
Yeah, that's also shows that have the hair that gets dirty is great.
Because a hairy whatever their name is. Sausage dog is the unofficial name. We all know that they've got a more official one, but the hairy ones, completely different job though.
Yeah,
in my mind at least.
Street sweeper.
Yeah. Of course they would be. Yeah, we've got it.
They collect all the dirt with their little hairs. Move along.
All right.
God, it's like a Pixar movie, isn't it?
All right. What about a Burmese mountain dog?
Don't know what that is. Yeah. Choose one that everybody knows.
It's a huge dog. All right. Great Dane.
Oh, racer.
A racer.
Well, obviously that'd be the greyhound. That's a stupid suggestion.
That is so
dumb. I mean,
dumb.
There are no wrong answers except for that one.
They're not fast. Why a racer?
You found the only wrong answer. How are you that much of a screw up in life? All right, so I reckon a Great Dane would probably be a great announcer for WWE.
Yeah, a radio presenter.
All right, I think we're about to break the radio here. Okay, somebody texted in. Can you please get ready? You said sausage dog. They said lollipop lady. Radio broke.
Bulldog. Let's keep this going. This is a gravy train. Look at the texts mountaining in. This is an avalanche of texts.
That radio broke, mate.
God, you people are predictable.
Number 0409945945.
Somebody's saying Great Dane would be a bouncer. What do you reckon, boys?
I reckon he's got it right. Show us your ID, because I reckon you're cheating, mate. Have you got a bit of a couple of age gaps on us? Because, mate, that's like years of experience in that. You've played this game before, haven't you?
Virtual high five for whatever your name is, big boy. Okay.
All right, well, that was really fun.
Was that the end of that?
We need to move
two
on.
Dogs.
We need to sort of wrap this up.
Well, that's coming back as a recurrer. That's going to be even more recurring than dog faces,
dog
which came around
on the radio
three times until Tom privately set me aside and said, mate, look, just stop it.
What? Yeah, but he's delirious as hell. This guy's sick, so sad. I mean, I'm sick as well, but this guy, he's so sick.
Yeah, I'm really
he doesn't know what's going on.
Normally, Tom would be sitting in the corner, very sour face that entire segment, but now, because he's completely sick and doped up on cough medicine.
Dog faces. It's good, it's good.
It is the episode of South Park.
Yeah, your mind
you actually
is...
need cough medicine to appreciate
it. Yeah, you're permanently just high on cough.
All right, so. People are saying bulldog would be a doctor, Burmese mountain dog, wine connoisseur. Bulldog would also be a great transo.
What?
Is it translator or transvestite? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Can you please
we'll
text in and clarify
for
that?
Safety.
Yeah, well, translator, like a translator for the UN. Yeah. For the UN.
Let's
yeah,
be safe.
Definitely,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay, now it's time for...
Can I just put this out?
Yeah, sure.
Old school millionaire. Bulldog.
Baller. Okay, now it's time for...
Yeah, the Tom of dogs.
This is ridiculous.
Okay. All right, here we go. This is now it's time for Tom, reporter at law. Tom, reporter at law!
So, I'm currently on on jury duty in a four-week-long trial.
As you told us last week. And correct. Will definitely tell us the week after as well, I'm assuming. Yep. But are you going to tell us anything new?
Well, I can tell you that at some courts in Australia, there's a Supreme Court, there's a High Court, there's local courts. I can't tell you which one I'm doing a trial within, but that's just it's a thing about courts.
Hey, we learned about that in civics in year 9.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
we
I can't tell you
don't need a review
much.
Of that.
Yeah, legally, I can't say what my trial's about. I can't tell you anything, to be honest.
So can you at least tell us?
I'm a juror.
What about who's the oldest person there? Is the judge looks like they're in their 80s?
Maybe I can tell you that. No. The judge is not in her 80s, but I'm not going to tell or
but
his 80s. But I can't tell you anything about it.
Oh, my God.
You just did, though.
No, sorry.
I'm pretty sure you could go to jail. You just dug your own grave.
He or she is...
I told you not to do this segment on radio.
I don't know why you want to do this.
I don't
want
to do it. He or she is younger than 80 years old.
Tom, reporter, lawyer. Like, are we doing that? Are we doing
I'm the
that?
Reporter. I didn't ask if we're doing
you came in. The first thing is, are we doing this? I'm like, are you sure you want to do this? This is broadcast. You realize.
No, I'm not telling you anything
about
it. You
can go to jail for this. And you're
no.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
No, I'm not telling a thing. Not saying a word.
You just did.
No.
This guy's
sick. I don't know what I'm talking
what
about.
What are you high on? You were high.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about.
This is ridiculous.
I'm not doing anything.
How many jurors are there?
What?
Huh? How many jurors are there?
There are 12 jurors on a general court case, and mine
but in this
could
one?
Be a general court case that you would...
All right, we've got to get out of here, so...
Let's... What a way to end it. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
How many jurors are there on the court case? Sometimes there's 12. I'm not saying if there is on this one. Okay, that was the end of the 15th episode of the FBI.
What's
somebody
it?
Do with the crocodile
is
crew?
It? I don't know. Look, we're going here. yeah, the guy, the thing before the transo, it's one of those guys that checks your Opel card, apparently. But yeah,
what dog was that?
That was a bulldog, I think.
Oh, a state transit officer.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Anyway, it's goodbye from Jordan Shanks.
It is.
Tom Montefiore.
Yep, thank you.
And Robbie Armfield. Thanks so much for having us, guys. It's been FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Look, we've got a very, very cheeky closer here. Are you guys excited?
Oh, firstly, not enjoy really. Stephen Goodhue's show coming up.
Yeah,
he's good got tracks.
Yeah, thanks for
tunes.
Yeah,
we assume we have not looked at it, nor have we ever when we have suggested that in the past that he's got great tunes coming up.
Don't even know if he's here today. So
we trust.
I haven't seen him through there. I hope he is. But anyway, the playlist with somebody, hopefully Stephen Goodhue. But now it's time for a little bit of cheeky Tay Tay. You know, we're gonna throw it up there and I'm gonna leave. That's how it works. We've got a song here. It's called "That's All for Everyone." It's a Fleetwood Mac cover and it's by Tame Impala. Goodbye, guys. See you next Monday.
Toodle-oo.